almost Friday. Welcome, everybody, to this Thursday edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. It is March 21st, 2024. Thanks for joining us. Got a lot of weather to get through before we step into our weekend plans, including expected storms today. With more on that, let's dive right in with Shell Winkley.
Man alive, the storm system that is causing today's potential active weather has been with us since last week. We've been telling you about it on this Pin Pod for literally over 7 days. And finally, we can almost be done with it. But that is what it's going to cause, the rain and thunderstorms here today. We've got a couple different rounds, and Max will really dive into in just a bit. But it all comes down really to the instability. And we just don't have a lot of it today. Most of what we're going to be tapping into is unstable air in the upper levels of the atmosphere. And because of that, that's why there's a bit of a hail concern at times. Most of which, as we go through the morning hours and then again in the afternoon, if we do find any stronger thunderstorms, hail pea to penny sized is not ruled out and maybe up to about a quarter sized, but that's going to be a tough sell. Once we get into the late afternoon and early evening, though, west of I-35, specifically out in the hill country, the instability down at the lower levels of the atmosphere, well, that's a little bit better there. So as the thunderstorms unzip west of 35 and then drift eastbound, that's what's going to bring the most widespread potential for rain, as well as maybe the most impactful weather that we could see throughout this entire event. That being said, a lot of us have a chance to see rain today. I think most of us will see some sort of rain, whether it's during the daytime or you got to wait till this evening, but not a lot of us will see severe weather. Not a lot of us will even see an impactful storm. But the things that we're monitoring for are strong wind gusts, 40, 50, maybe in the most extreme case, 60 miles per hour, and the possibility of the hail up to pocket change. But again, in the grand scheme of things, it should be a pretty conditional and isolated risk for severe weather.
Said severe weather risk still looks highest off to the south of the Bryan College Station area, but it is worth noting that the Storm Prediction Center has brought up that 2 out of 5 risk for severe weather a little bit farther to the north. And that now includes essentially the southern half of the area. And the biggest reason they did that is for that hail potential. Now, not necessarily disagreeing with the Storm Prediction Center's thoughts here, because I do think that the farther south you go, the more likely we are to have a little bit better environment for these storms to grow and then potentially make little hail cores that then drop hail. But I still think that the bigger risk for stronger winds is something that we're going to watch, especially with that line of thunderstorms that is expected to roll through this evening. And regarding timing, largely has not changed from about the past 24 hours or so. So some consistency here, but likely already looking at some showers and even some rumbles around your area as you are off in that morning drive, sipping coffee while you're listening. That is one opportunity for us to kind of peak in coverage over the course of the daylight hours, but at any point throughout the day, again, rain, a couple thunderstorms, certainly a possibility. And there's a potential that after school time, that drive home could be dry, though I wouldn't prep for that right now. We will likely get a pretty decent break even through dinner time until that bigger round of thunderstorms expectedly rolls through. It's likely going to be around I-35, around that late afternoon commute, or even as late as about dinner time, with the expected arrival around our western counties around the 8 to 9 o'clock time frame. Could be about 10 to midnight before it arrives here in the Bryan College Station area. But to be completely honest, this is something that we will continue to iron out over the course of the day. And of course, if you got that Pinpoint weather app, you'll get all that new information as we get it. A little bit of a reminder for you, we are a CBS affiliate, so there's going to be a lot of basketball on your TV today if you flip over to KBTX. But fear not, we'll have plenty of updates coming your way throughout the day online, on your app, on social media, all that good stuff. Here's the good news. Well ahead of wake-up time tomorrow, this system is out of here, and other than a lingering shower or two as we get Friday started, things are looking fantastic. Let us go farther into the future now. Maybe playing a little bit of hooky from work to watch a little bit of basketball on Friday. Well, the weather, again, looks to cooperate for the most part. Just a lingering shower or two as we get Friday started, and some peaks of sunshine before the end of the afternoon. Ought to get us into the low to mid-70s, and then we are en route to what is going to be a beautiful Saturday, at the very least. Waking up in the low 50s for the start of our big event plans across the Bryan College Station area. Folks are going to need a jacket to get things started, and then it is going to be beautiful to finish the day. Highs in the mid-70s and partly cloudy skies. Sounds like good beer-drinking, pizza-eating weather, so make sure you come visit us at Kinder Hill Brewlab. Then we step into Sunday and the breeze picks up a little bit, but all in all, shouldn't be a terrible day. It's just going to get a little bit gusty as we head into the afternoon and evening. That is ahead of the next system that's rolling through early next week.
We do get another chance for rain and thunderstorms on the other side of the weekend. The breezy south wind on Sunday will feed that potential, timing of which, at least with our latest data, was kind of starting to get the idea around Monday morning to Monday midday is when this line of storms could come in on our next week front. But there's still time that can change, right? We got to tighten up that forecast. Regardless, we'll see what rain we can pick up today, but Monday could produce another quarter to half an inch with localized 1-inch totals. And like today, while it's not a zero chance, I think the overall severe weather threat, at least from what we can tell right now, seems low to minimal. Alrighty, friends, that'll do it here for this Thursday edition of your Pinpoint Podcast. Don't forget, we'll be keeping tabs on things as we go throughout the day as rain and thunderstorms try to or do drift through the Brazos Valley. Fastest, easiest way we can get you information and that you can check the latest, it's the KBTX Pinpoint Weather app. Just search KBTX Weather in your app store. It'll get you any warnings for your specific area if they are issued. And again, we'll be sending some updates that way, especially considering our TV coverage today is a little different thanks to the beginning of March Madness. For Max Crawford, I am Shel Winkley. We'll see you back here on the next edition of the Pinpoint Podcast.